Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's more eclectic than usual show, we're going to take a musical trip to Trinidad, hear from some happy bands, celebrate Roy Smeck's birthday, go out into the woods, and give you a little peace and quiet. Last week, my friend Michael posted a photograph to my Facebook page. It's a picture of a wood disc or a slice from a tree. It appears to be about the size of a 16-inch transcription disc, and the unusual thing is that it has a spindle in the middle and a phonograph tone arm as if to be playing the rings of the tree round, like a record. So, some questions would be, is it a lateral or vertical disc of wood? At what speed would you play a tree round? And what size stylus would you use? Also, is it outside start or inside start? Anyway, I was trying to think of what songs I could play in response to a wooden record, and came up with these.
Listen to the happy woodpecker song.
Story told to us by Jimmy Brown.
He's up each morning bright and early to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade on wood. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long. Oh, serenade your lady, just find a tree that's shady, and when you hear that tick-a-tick, tick-tick, tick, 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 sing right along. Come on and try his rhythm, and let your hearts beat with him. Just listen to that tick, 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 happy little woodpecker song. Just listen to that tick, 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 happy little woodpecker song.
Tick, 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 tick.
Thank you. just a little bit of driftwood, and I drifted into your heart through the floodgates of despair. I found love waiting there, so I'll say goodbye forever to the harbor of never to be. And it seems so good to think you could love a little bit of driftwood like me. Thank you.
The David H. Silverman Orchestra, recording in St. Louis, Missouri for a Victor Field unit on November 1, 1923, and Nights in the Woods. David H. Silverman played piano, and Rust's Jazz and Ragtime Records lists the drummer as Nat Shilkret, but notes this Nat Shilkret is not the Victor musical director you so often hear on this show. Nights in the Woods was composed by Frenchman Harold de Bozy, D-E space B-O-Z-I, and the original title was Les Nuits du Bois. This was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Archie Bell. Apparently, de Bozy was more of an arranger than composer. He wrote a rather non-traditional arrangement of Ravel's Bolero for accordion, but also wrote the tune Hello Indiana. Before that, it was Woody Herman and his orchestra who were at the Woodchopper's Ball on January 24, 1939. This recording of Woodchopper's Ball received the Grammy Hall of Fame Award in 2002. It was preceded by George Olsen and his music and Driftwood, with the vocal by Bob Borger from July 19, 1928. Driftwood was written by Benny Davis, Dahl Davis, and Abe Lyman. And we started that musical melange, Swingin' and Swayin' with Sammy Kay and the Woodpecker Song from February 28, 1940. I don't have to tell you that the vocal was by Jimmy Brown, because Sammy Kay already did. But he didn't tell you that I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Listener Cleon in Upland last week was bemoaning the fact that I've never played any Caribbean music on the show. Well, that's not quite accurate, because some years ago, as part of a special Christmas show, I played Lord Exeter's Christmas is a Joyous Day. But taking Cleon's comment as a request, here's a set of Calypso records, beginning with the Dawn of Calypso from Lovey's original Trinidad String Band. Thank you.
they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
With all clothes to wear about the streets and all kind of old shoes upon me feet. Yes, that's the way they want to see me walk, just to give the others a chance to talk.
But the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
But these days I'm getting so much luck that my girls even promised to buy a truck. I mean a DeSoto and a Seen and Ford. So you see I'm living like a little lord.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And
the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
Well, my girl got money so I don't care, and I got my bungalow in St. Clair. For I'm Lord Caressor, the King of Hearts, only living among the aristocrats.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And
the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
Well, by this you will see I'm up to mark. All my suits the tailor that Harry Clark, and I drink some canning and company with a high-grade cigar from Germany.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
Since Mr. William came to this colony to manage the electric company, not until he heard I was in St. Clair that he put the new model lights up there. So
the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad. The more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
So you see my name figures everywhere. I mean in England, New York, no talk about here. I broadcast my songs so the world was heard, and I brought visitors to the hummingbird.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Hero, but don't let me mother know.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Hero, but don't let me mother know.
She's a girl in society, she never drinks dumb neither whiskey. I gave her a crown of long lion peace, and I took her down on Los Hero.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Hero, but don't let me mommy know.
I told her I were home at my family, and they're giving me dinner, breakfast and tea. And if I promise you to marry to me, I'll be putting myself into misery.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Hero, but don't let me mommy know.
I said I wouldn't like to take you from home, and after to see you hungry and roam. For anyone to speak ill of me, I'd rather leave you home at your family.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Lucy Road, but don't let me mommy know.
Friends, I hired a Viet car. She said, don't mind for my mother. She had the pep and she feel each, and said, take me down on Los Hero Beach.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Hero, but don't let my mommy know.
I had money in quantity, I spent it with her extravagantly. Going to picnic, party, dances and spree, and evidently forgot my family.
Oh, take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Hero, but don't let me mommy know.
As soon as my money get exhausted, a luxurious life that we could not live. She say you take left and I will take right, and maybe we may meet up someday.
Take me, down to Lucy Row, but don't let me mommy know.
She said to take me, darling, please only take me round. Take me down to Lucy Row, but don't let the old queen know.
We started that calypso set with probably the first calypso melody ever recorded. Lovey's Trinidad String Band recording for Victor in New York on June 20, 1912, and Trinidad, a traditional patois melody known as Ousse Oufe, or See What You Do. Lovey was violinist George R.L. Bailey, a metal worker by trade, and his 12-piece string band, along with many others, played at pre-Lenten carnival events, in concerts and society dances throughout the island. Their U.S. tour was precipitated by enthusiasm for the music by American tourists, and they were the first English-speaking band composed primarily of musicians of color to make phonograph records. Trinidad was followed by Wilmoth Houdini and his Caribbean Orchestra with Johnny Take My Wife, recorded in New York on November 17, 1932. Wilmoth Houdini's real name was Frederick Wilmoth Hendricks, born November 25, 1896, in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago. He died August 6, 1977, in New York. We finished up with Don't Let Me Mother Know, performed by the Keskady Trio, accompanied by Gerald Clark and his Caribbean Serenaders. The Keskady Trio consisted of calypsonians Raymond Quevedo, better known as Attila the Hun, Egbert Moore, or Lord Beginner, and Neville Marcano, a.k.a. the Growling Tiger. The other day I happened upon some photographs of Happy Walker's orchestra. Trumpeter Horace Happy Walker's band was active in the Washington, D.C. area from the teens and played at President Roosevelt's inaugural ball at the Willard Hotel in 1937. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that Happy Walker's band made any recordings. But I do have some rapidly rotating records by some other happy orchestras, beginning with Roy Johnson's Happy Pals.
just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
One day with a man, something about an aeroplane. That's something that flies, I think. He said to me, one day about three, he said, boy, I want you to fly over in Germany. I said, now, boss, I know you well. In fact, I believe you'll pay me fine. Yes, I believe those things. But you know, sailing up in an aeroplane, Mr. Foster said, that ain't no job for mine. You let Colonel Lindenberg fly up to the sky, but the place for me is down on the ground. I mean that. The higher the flight, why, the harder the fall. Excuse me, cause I know I ain't no rubber ball, that's all. But when you're up in the air flying around, suppose a man draw out a gun, would you kindly tell me where would I have any kind of chance to run? I'm gonna leave all the flying to the bird and the crow. But set me down on solid, leave me down on solid, yes, let me die on solid ground. You let Miss Ruth L. and all them other folks just fly on up there and make love to them birds and bees. But I think I'll remain right down here on the ground. I mean that. I claim the higher the flight, why the harder they fall. Y'all can just excuse me, cause I ain't no rubber ball, that's all. When you're up in the air flying around, as I first stated, suppose a man pull out one of them guns. Kindly tell me, why would I have any kind of chance to run? I'm gonna leave all the flying to the bird and the crow. But set me down on solid, leave me down on solid, yes, let me die on solid. Solid ground.
In 1906, Nat M. Wills, famous for his monologue No News or What Killed the Dog, played a character named Happy Holmes in his show A Lucky Dog. There was also apparently a Happy Holmes billed as the clown juggler in the 40s, but I don't think either of those is the Happy Holmes we heard in the monologue Solid Ground, one of just two sides recorded by Holmes in a session for Victor on October 27, 1927. Accompanying Happy Holmes on piano was Claude Austin, and on cornet was Thomas Morris, who recorded with his own group Thomas Morris's Hot Babies. Before that was an unnumbered promotional record made in May and issued in the summer of 1930 by the Durium Company, the hit of the week, folks, for the Happy Rose Orchestra. That's Happy-Rose. That, of course, was Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's Get Happy. Nothing is known about the personnel of the Happy Rose Orchestra other than the trombonist is Tommy Dorsey, and the rest of the players are also top-notch. We began that happy set with drummer Roy Johnson's Happy Pals, a Richmond, Virginia-based band with Happy Pal Stomp, from August 15, 1929, 3 months after they came out of the blue to win a battle of the bands against the likes of Duke Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, and Fess Williams at New York's Savoy Ballroom. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. Last week, February 6th, marked the birth in 1900 in Reading, Pennsylvania, of the Wizard of the Strings, Roy Smek. He learned to play banjo, guitar, and harmonica as a young boy and was obsessive in his practicing. Around age 17, Roy began performing on the vaudeville circuit in a novelty act, playing the banjo while also playing the harmonica. Over the next 10 years, he developed his act, adding dance steps, more instruments, and tricks such as switching instruments in mid-tune, playing behind his back, plucking strings with his teeth, and pretending to swallow the harmonica. With the increasing popularity of Hawaiian music, he added Hawaiian guitar, steel guitar, and his favorite instrument, the ukulele. In 1926, Warner Brothers made a Vitaphone short of his act at the Manhattan Opera House titled His Pastimes, and it debuted at Warner's Theater in New York on August 6th, along with feature Don Juan, starring John Barrymore. Roy Smek was so popular that he was invited to perform at President Roosevelt's inaugural celebration in 1932, and at a London Palladium concert in 1937 in honor of King George VI's coronation. Roy Smek was an educator as well as an entertainer, and he published many musical instruction books and was active as a teacher right up until his death. He had his own radio show in New York in the late 30s, appeared in USO shows during World War II, and was a frequent guest of Ed Sullivan, Steve Allen, and Jack Parr on early network television. The Gibson Guitar Company's second artist model was its Roy Smek Hawaiian acoustic guitar, and at least three other companies named guitar or ukulele models after him. Smek himself designed an unusual variant of the ukulele called the Vita Uke that had a pear-shaped body and no sound hole. In 1983, two New York University film students, Alan Edelstein and Peter Friedman, made a documentary about Smek and his career titled Wizard of the Strings, and there are a number of videos of him posted on YouTube. Roy Smek died in New York City on April 4, 1994. He made over 500 recordings beginning in 1921 for Edison, and here are just three of them. Thank you.
folks to do in Mullicamuckaloo but love. All you do is spoon under the tropic moon above. It's just a happy playground of love and romance. All you do is play around. You play all day and then at night you play again. The weeky wacky woo in Mullicamuckaloo is grand. The lovely way it's done, only the natives understand. I'd like to live and love forever and make this little island my land. You have to eat and drink, but all of the time you're thinking of. There's nothing else to do in Mullicamuckaloo but
That record had a little better fidelity and was in better condition, but you got some of Roy Smack on banjo on Cheerful Little Earful from a Perfect 78 made December 4th, 1930. That was Roy Smack's Novelty Orchestra, and of course you recognize the vocalist as Irving Kaufman. And last week, February 8th, was Irving's natal anniversary. He would have been 127. Before Cheerful Little Earful, we heard the Roy Smack Trio with There's Nothing Else to Do in Nalakamukalu. That recording is from September 12, 1934. Now, not only is there no such place in Hawaii as Nalakamukalu, I don't think Malacca is even a Hawaiian word. It is, however, a Greek word, but it's not all that nice. Roy Smack was born in Pennsylvania and toured the vaudeville circuit, so there's a good chance he was in the great state of Indiana at some point. And we started our tribute with Roy Smack's Tropical Serenaders and Indiana March. With all the distress and turmoil going on out in the world, for this final segment of the show, we're just going to bring you a little peace and quiet. Here's George Hall and his Hotel Taft Orchestra.
Thank you. celebration, just conversation, alone with you. I'm the type who smokes a pipe with charm and finesse. You can cook or read a book or fix an old dress. Just a quiet evening, no band with trumpets, just tea with crumpets. That's what we'll do. I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to just a quiet evening alone with you.
We started that peaceful and quiet set with George Hall and his Hotel Taft Orchestra and Sundown in Peaceful Valley, written by Walter G. Samuels, Leonard Whitcup, and Teddy Powell. The vocalist on that February 6, 1936 Bluebird recording was Johnny McKeever. That was followed by Shep Fields in his rippling rhythm with Just a Quiet Evening. Richard Whiting wrote the tune and Bob Godet sang the Johnny Mercer lyric on January 18, 1937. You heard some rippling effects on the piano played by Salvatore Gio, but you know what was missing from that recording? That's right, bubbles. Okay, that's enough bubbles. We finished up with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Peaceful Valley. This Peaceful Valley was written by Willard Robeson and recorded September 16, 1925. I'm Glenn Robeson, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.